This is the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Council meeting with a CEO summit. There were about 10 presidents or prime ministers there. There were 1,200 CEOs, and we took Team Missouri, featuring Peabody Energy and Burns and McDonald, who are very active and want to be even more active in the area, and we think they're great opportunities for them and for other businesses. And we've been trying to help them find business opportunities to create jobs here in Missouri and take advantage of the tremendous growth that's going on in the Asia part of the world.
Is this a focus of arranging goods and services to go to Asia rather than work on importing things from Asia to here, at least in this case?
In this case, it is, yes. We have the proposal that we worked on for a long time while I was senator, along with Governor Blunt, Governor Nixon, my fellow senators, Roy Blunt, Claire McCaskill, a number of members of Congress have gone there to start up the Midwest China Hub, which would bring freight haulers coming directly into St. Louis, bringing their air cargo to be sold here. But the big opportunity is to open that up so more products can be shipped back, the backhaul, as they call it. Very economically, transporting Missouri-made goods back to China. And right now, we're still waiting for the legislature to provide some assistance for building a freight forwarding facility where all of the outgoing Asia-bound or China-bound goods could be assembled to fill up a plane going back to China.
Well, the legislature has taken a couple of runs at this, and they haven't really been able to do very much. What has to happen for the legislature to do its part to chip in on this project of yours?
Well, I know that Governor Nixon has been strongly supporting it. We're strongly supporting it. I know the business community throughout the region is supporting it, and I would hope the legislature would continue to look at it and find a way they can provide the assistance, because it could be a major boost for economic growth in Missouri, from particularly in the production of goods going back to China, as well as having St. Louis as a distribution point rather than just have it all go into Chicago or Dallas.
You know, when I think of a China hub at Lambert Airport, I guess the first thing that comes to my mind is the Indianapolis airport, which I drive past two or three or four times every year. And I've seen in the last decade what has happened there is they've developed the business aspect of that airport, and all of the capital improvements, highways, roadways, and things like that had to go on around it. And I thought, how can Missouri afford to do anything of that scope at Lambert? Is the cost of setting up this China hub kind of prohibitive in terms of what Missouri thinks money can be used for?
Well, Missouri has a great asset in the at Lambert Airport at St. Louis. We worked to get federal assistance to put in an additional runway when we thought American Airlines was going to keep their hub here. That new runway is almost unused. And there are plenty of facilities around there for this. It's got great service. As you know, it's on I-70 and with ready access to east, west, and north and south on I-55 and I-44. But we just need this one facility to bring freight forwarders here and bring the goods in.
So freight forwarders would be the first step, and then the development of the rest could come later after the freight forwarders show that it does work.
Well, we think we have most of the infrastructure ready. All we need to do is get the freight forwarders facility constructed. But at the same time, as you indicated, on this trip and other trips, trade missions we've led to Asia to Indonesia and China last year are taking Missouri businesses and Missouri universities there to establish good working relationships, and the universities are going at it hard and fast. The University of Missouri Columbia has signed a memorandum of understanding with the agricultural leading university, Bogor, in Indonesia, and UMSL, Washington University, and Webster University. I also wanted to have student exchanges, more scholarship students coming in from Asia, as well as having Missouri students go to Asian schools.
What do the folks over there tell you that Missouri needs to do to really open up this market to the interests over there?
Be there. That's a simple answer. Be there. And I have established many good relations with a whole range of leaders in government, and now leaders in the private sector business. And to do business in Asia, you have to be there. It's as I find out every time, it's a long flight there, but there are tremendous opportunities waiting for those who will make that effort and take that step forward.
What kind of increased presence do we need to develop over there then? We have
we've had good presence. Our team Missouri, we had, it sounds kind of hokey, but we had Team Missouri buttons on our small group, and we had top-notch meetings with key individuals for business. Met with the investment minister of and trade minister for Indonesia. We met with the commerce minister from China, and we had a lot of people saw us there. They know that Missouri is there. They're looking at Missouri. I attended a deal signing ceremony for Sun Edison, which is a successor to MEMC that sells silicon solar panels that they're going to use to provide power for the Bali Airport.
You took Burns McDonnell over there. I can understand them from the standpoint of all of the engineering things that are going on right now. How about Peabody Energy? Where do they fit into the overall development of the economy and business in that part of the world?
The International Energy Agency came out recently with a forecast of the tremendous need for power, electric power, throughout the developed world. And they indicated that Indonesia, which now depends for 23% of its electricity on coal, will need to have 49% of its energy from coal. And Indonesia is just one country. The energy needs in China, India, Mongolia, and all of the countries over there, they're going to have to depend upon coal, and particularly the clean coal that Peabody is a leader in it, and Burns McDonnell is a leading engineering firm in designing those clean coal facilities. And to have Asia burning clean coal means that we will get less of the pollutants from coal fire of electric power plants in that region that will eventually drift over the United States. So it's in our, not only our economic interest, but our environmental interest to replace the old style of burning coal to produce electricity with a new clean type of coal.
I guess I'm kind of surprised that nuclear isn't a stronger player over there when it comes to generating power.
Well, there have been lots of issues, and Japan had the real problem with Fukushima, where they had nuclear electric producing agency or facility on one of the fault lines. And a couple of years ago, that just wreaked havoc with Northern Asia. And they made some bad engineering decisions at the start. But another thing that we're working on here, with the University of Missouri and Peabody Energy and Burns McDonnell, bringing in the SMR, small modular reactors, which are smaller, much more efficient, and can provide nuclear energy. But nuclear energy is not forecast to grow that much in the Asia region.
When do you think you'll go back on your next tour, your next trip?
I don't know. Let me recover from this one. I'm sure we will be going back, but right now we're just trying to pick up the pieces and follow up on all the leads that we got on this trip. So we work with the World Trade Center in St. Louis the county executive, Charlie Dooley, has appointed Tim Nowak, who is in charge of putting these trade missions together, and the people in the World Trade Center, the board of directors, will be looking at options, and they may well be developing other trips where their business members think they're good opportunities.